That's right. We are live from Muskego, Wisconsin. Today, from halfway across the world, we're talking to Aliona Smirnova. She's Miss Multiverse 2019. That's today on the Pageant Cast.
Hi, everyone. TKPN.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi, I'm Debbie Promoda, Mrs. US of A Globe Classic 2015, and you are watching the Pageant Cast.
And we are so glad to have all of you with us today. My name is Tim Kretschmann. I'm in beautiful Muskego, Wisconsin, the land of lakes and landfills. And we're here today with a very beautiful guest indeed. Aliona Smirnova is Miss Multiverse 2019. She is calling us from Kiev, Ukraine. Hello, Aliona. How are you doing?
Hi, team. Thanks.
Well, you've been
How are you? I'm quarantined, as everyone. I'm very good.
It's fantastic to see you this morning. And let's get this out of the way, because some folks aren't really aware. I had to look where you're calling us today. Where is the Ukraine and what's the story there?
For the moment, I'm in Odessa, and we have quarantine. I'm already like 2 weeks in quarantine. And in Ukraine, we have a pretty good situation with COVID-19. I'm very happy for my country. But we will see what will happen in 1-2 weeks. I hope the number will not increase like too much. We'll see. Time will tell.
Absolutely. Well, let's start with the pageantry talk. We don't want to talk. That virus is all anybody's been talking about for weeks. Let's talk about pageants and something a little more fun and exciting. So I need to ask you about if you've had any pagecedents. And what I mean by pagecedents, it's a word that we've come up with here. And pagecedent is simply a past pageant that you might have participated in. And I hear you were involved with a pretty big one. Which pageants have you been involved in?
Yes, sure. I was participant of Miss Ukraine. It's the one which will follow to Miss World. So I was the finalist of Miss Ukraine. Unfortunately, I didn't win. As well, I was participant in Miss Fashion of Ukraine, and I got a second place. And as well, the first one, I remember the girl who won the second place. She was as well participant of Miss Multiverse, but the previous year before me. And she didn't win, but she was. I remember I was talking to her, and she was like so much in stress of this about this contest, because we had many different and pretty difficult activities, and it's not common to run to I know to jump jets, etc., during the contest. So it was pretty difficult for us to participate such a great contest where you need to improve yourself, where you need to push yourself beyond your limits. I would really like to continue with Miss Multiverse, because no one pageant I ever participated can be on the one level with Miss Multiverse. So as a top 10 and as a winner of this contest, we spent 3 great weeks in Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Punta Cana. It was great experience for us, and I can definitely say that due to this contest, Miss Multiverse, it's not only beauty pageant, I improved my life, and now I can say that I really believe that nothing is impossible. And just a last woman standing, for example, it was so crazy.
Okay. Well, let's ask you a little bit about some of the things at Miss Multiverse. I have questions about some of the specific things that you do, because it's unlike a lot of other pageants that are out there. For instance, Miss Multiverse has an IQ test. Is that right?
Yes, sure.
Now, how was that? Is it a pen and paper? Are they doing something oral, or how does that work?
Yes, I think it was our first challenge, if I'm right. I think it was one of the first. So, we came to the room, and Linda, she gave us papers, and we had, I think it was like 30 minutes. Maybe even less, I think 30. So it was not really, too much time for us to go for it. And we were pretty good, I think. I didn't check the results of all girls, but as I realized that most of girls, they were really smart, and we had pretty high level of IQ. It's very cool that this contest included not only beauty criteria, because most of other contests, they were much more about beauty than about being intelligent and being smart.
Well, and there was also, I'm going to call it a wipeout because that's the name of the show that they do here with it, but the obstacle course that was out on the water, and there's like this giant blue monster slide.
Yeah.
Now, was that scary? Because that monster slide, I'm a roller coaster guy, and I'm looking at that thing, and I'm like, that looks scary. Was it scary? Was it fun? What was with the obstacle course? So what was your experience like?
It was super fun. It was very tough. It was very difficult because we were running one race for two people. And I remember I was running with Miss Canada.
Okay.
And it was super crazy because I fell down and just inside the water, and it was super tough to continue to follow the race. But yeah, I think it was one of the most difficult. Yeah, it was one of the most difficult challenge for me.
Now, I should ask you this, since you're talking about some of the other contestants. Did you make some good friends while you were out there at the pageant?
In general, we are good friends with all girls. But I think the most I'm speaking with Miss Multiverse 2018, Diana.
Okay.
I think maybe just because both of us are winners, that's why we're more in touch. But all girls there, they were super friendly. And now we are following each other on Instagram and liking each other. So, we're keep in touch.
That's great. Now, you're also working quite a bit, I understand, with the designers for Miss Multiverse. What's going on there?
Yes, I'm extremely grateful to all those people who supported me. So there were many designers who were helping me, and they believe in me, and I would like to mention them. So it's Dasha Mudra. She's a really great designer and amazing person, as well founder and designer of the brand Vesna. Ekaterina Chipak, as well, she is absolutely amazing designer and the kindest woman I have ever seen. And Irina Adina, her dresses are the sexiest dresses I think I've ever seen.
Wow, we need
as
more
well,
pictures of that.
Katerina Lukashik. Yeah, if you need like, you know, real luxury dress, and just check her page or website, you will see, because it's like super cool. And as well, I had national dress from Kvitka and Plachta. So thank you very much for your support. You really helped me, and yeah, I'm very grateful for that.
Now, I noticed also there are the pageantry aspects. There's the swimsuit, the gown, that sort of thing. But there was also the IQ test, the obstacle course. But the one I really couldn't figure out, there was some sort of sneaky spy challenge thing. Like, you were on a deserted beach, and it was almost like a survival thing. What was that all about?
Yes, it was a sneaky spy challenge. And during this challenge, we needed to figure out who is this sneaky spy in our team. And it was... as well, pretty difficult, because all girls, they were behaving very strange, especially when you don't know who is sneaky spy, but you know that someone from these girls can be, you know, and we were trying to figure it out with different strategies and techniques, and hopefully we've done great, and we found out who is this spy. But just because it was not only about finding out the spy, it was as well about surviving, and we needed to build up the house where we should spend the night, and we needed to cook some food for us and find this food as well. Wow. So it was tough. It was tough.
Well, that's not what you think of when you think of pageants. You're thinking super glamorous.
Yes, sure.
And there you're fighting for your life. So that's very different.
And there were so many mosquitoes. Oh my God.
Oh, no. So how do you prepare for a pageant like this? Because it's almost like you're preparing for a pageant, but you're also preparing for a reality TV show. How do you prepare for something like this?
You know, I don't believe that you can prepare for this. You need to work on yourself all your life to be able, you know, to handle everything. So, but I can say that it was if you want to win, you need to use everything what you have, from like all your qualities, all your skills, mm-hmm. your like, you know, everything.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit about that. You say you've been it's kind of like what you've been working on your whole life. How did you even get started in pageants?
I don't believe that it's about pageants.
Okay.
Like, I, of course, you need to know how to walk, because catwalk as well is very important, and how to, you know, be photogenic for, you know, you need to know your best sites in photo shootings, etc. But it's not about this. It's much more about your nature, about your qualities, about your character. So I don't believe that you can prepare yourself with, you know, few months before to be able to be the best in this beauty pageant, because it's not really beauty pageant. But of course, all girls are very beautiful, and when I saw them first time, I couldn't even, you know, choose which who is the best, because all of them, they were amazing.
Wow. Now, I'm not sure. This is Ukraine, I kind of consider as kind of the mesh of Russia meets Eastern Europe. How popular are beauty pageants or those types of pursuits in the Ukraine?
I think it's the same as everywhere, but just because in Ukraine we have as well a lot of beautiful women, we got used to, you know, being beautiful. So I think that it's much more, it should be much more popular somewhere like in USA or even, I know, even Dominican Republic, because for them maybe it's pretty rare to see so many girls fighting for food or doing scavenger hunt or doing surfing, for example, because in Ukraine it's not very common. So I think that in our countries we are into beauty pageants, but there are so many beauty pageants that we pretty get used to beauty pageants.
So how do you pick a beauty pageant that you want to be involved in? How did you find out about Miss Multiverse?
I checked YouTube, and somehow I don't really remember, but I saw the video of the previous one. It was Miss Multiverse 2018 with Diana. Mm-hmm. And I saw the challenge Last Woman Standing. And this challenge was so, you know, for me, it was like when I saw it, I was so much impressed. And I realized that, okay, that's the one which I really want to go through, because this is the pageant where you can make yourself better, when you can challenge yourself, and you will feel that you're really into something more than just the beauty pageant. That's why I really wanted to be participant of Miss Multiverse.
Okay, and we're coming to the part of the show that a lot of folks look forward to, and that's our questions from the chat room. We need the chat room to get active in there. We are ready now to take some questions from the chat room. We did get a comment from Rosina. Rosina says, oh, and why isn't the chat room showing up? Typical. She was stating, let me get the live comments going. She was stating that the phases of competition are pretty unreal. And I have to agree wholeheartedly, this is unlike anything I've ever heard of before. What did you think when you first started hearing about some of these phases of competition?
So, it was so fast that I heard about this, and then I had interview, and then I just took a plane and came to Dominican Republic. So it was so fast that I couldn't even think about this pageant a lot. So it was just super fast for me.
Okay. Rosina asks us, what do you do for a career outside of pageants?
Okay, so I'm a graphic designer, and I have my own application to you, a couple game. So it's 50 steps towards each other. I'm helping people to improve their relationship. As well, I'm PR manager in restaurants. Unfortunately, right now, our restaurants, my application, I'm working, still working on my application. And I think in one, maybe maximum 2 weeks, I will have English version. So you will be able to download it.
Wow.
Now, I will leave you a link.
How many jobs was that? You're a graphic designer, you're working PR, you're working with a restaurant.
Yeah, Miss Multiverse.
Yeah, by the way, also Miss Multiverse. That is crazy. How do you juggle all that?
I just like to improve myself. That's why, each time I'm into something, I will follow it deeper and deeper, like how did I get the skills of a graphic designer. I started working as a PR manager in restaurants, and I realized that I need to know how to create graphic stuff for my restaurant. So I decided to learn it and graduated course. And then when I graduated course, I realized that, okay, so it's nice if I will create something for myself. And that's how I created my application. And yeah, as well, I was a participant of a Bachelor TV show. And I came to this Bachelor TV show with a game for couples. And then after this show, people, they started asking me, so I want to buy your game. I created this game. And then it was like, Monopoly, like a paper game.
A board game?
Then I decided that, okay, now I need to digitalize this game because it will be easier for me. And so it's just, one step to another, and it was not really my intention to be a graphic designer, PR manager, and model, and, I was not really, it's just, how life brings you to this point.
Well, it's interesting you talk about, we call them board games here in the United States, a paper style game, because this very weekend, had we not had the COVID crisis, was supposed to be the Midwest Gaming Classic, where they have video games, pinball machines, and board games. They have a convention floor just for board games. It's extremely popular over here right now, what they call designer games that are, smaller and not the big ones like Monopoly that have millions of copies sold, but these smaller, more niche games. And you'll see hundreds of people sitting down, rolling dice, and playing these classic board games. It's really a lot of fun, and one of the things I really miss from our current situation.
Okay, I will send you.
I would love it. I would love it. Fantastic. And we should mention, she's mentioned a couple of times, I'll give you the link or that sort of thing. After we're done on the air, I'm going to get all those links out of her, and we're going to put it in our show notes when we post this final program. So cool. We'll make sure all of that's real easy, that you don't have to. I mean, if I was asked to spell her name, I would mess it up. So the links are probably even longer. So we'll make sure we get all of that for you and readily available. Now, do you intend to keep competing in pageants? Is Miss Multiverse going to be your last pageant, or are you going to compete in some others? Or what does the future look like for you?
Oh, you know, time will tell, but I'm not really into, beauty pageants. Like, I think it's the best of Miss Multiverse beauty pageant is one of the best, and there is no reason to be participant of other pageants. But time will tell. I'm not sure. I cannot say that I'm not going to participate, but for the moment, I'm much more about into my work, into my job, than into beauty pageants.
So we have a lot of young ladies that watch this program and want to learn, particularly Miss Multiverse. A lot of people have questions as to what is with all these crazy competitions and what is this actually? It's 3 weeks. It's near Christmas. Actually, for Americans, it's between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So we're like, what is this all about? Would you encourage some of these young ladies to learn more about Miss Multiverse, and how might they do that?
Of course. I would advise to learn about Miss Multiverse more. And of course, before you will be a participant of Miss Multiverse, you need to have experience in other contests. It will be easier for you to go through the challenges. I can definitely say that with Miss Multiverse, I became, a whole other version of myself. And now I'm stronger. I think I'm more passionate, and I found a part of me that I didn't know that it existed ever before. And I think that the most important in this beauty pageant is to be yourself and to work on yourself. So you need to, anyway, you can as well watch videos on YouTube, so you will approximately know what to expect, and then you can you can as well work on your physical strengths, because as well it's important. Last Woman Standing was about this, about physical strengths, and about your mental and inner strengths that you should keep going, and you shouldn't give up. As well, you can work on your singing skills, because we had a karaoke challenge. And no one basically even knew which song she will sing during this challenge.
Wow.
So,
okay.
So you just,
Because usually you get
so unexpected.
You usually get to choose that. You usually get to say, this is the song I want to do. Because I saw a portion, I think, of your karaoke, and you were very good. I figured it was something that you had prepared.
Thank you very much. We had, I think, 10 maybe or 12 different songs, and girls, they were catching, okay, I will sing this one, I will sing this one, I choose this one, and the rest, they didn't even have this, offer. You just get what you get.
Uh-huh.
So it was kind of like that, but it was great experience, and you can work on your artistic skills as well. Before you're following this contest.
Fantastic. Well, before we let you go, I do want to ask if you have any last things that you'd like to say to the viewers and listeners of the Pageant Cast. Anything talking directly to the audience, anything that I didn't ask you about or you just like to tell everybody?
First of all, I want to say that I'm asking everyone to stay home and stay safe. And I think that I would, you know, like to tell to girls who are watching this video and this live that you need to remove all existing boundaries and borders on your mind, and you will for sure succeed in this life. So, because you need to know that really in this life, nothing is impossible, and if you dream about something, just go for it, and I'm sure you will be very successful.
Fantastic. Well, at the end of our shows, we typically ask the beautiful young guest to show us their best pageant wave. You know, the best wave. So I'll set the scene for you. You're in a huge parade, sitting on the back of a car. And what does your pageant wave look like? Let's see your pageant wave. This is a big, important thing for everybody.
Pageant wave.
Yes. And this might be the vocabulary I'm using. Waving your hand, the pageant wave.
Yeah, pageant way, but you know, I don't believe that people who are watching Miss Multiverse or Queen or someone else want to see the wave. They would like to see this person speaking to them and smiling to them, but not like really, you know, I'm the queen. It's I don't believe that it's a very nice behavior of being, you know, like, hi, everyone.
Okay.
So I would just smile and let the people talk to me.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time this evening. Or it's your evening, our morning, and I'm having a hard time keeping track of that. But want to thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you coming on the Pageant Cast. And we like to say Tierra Dreams at the end of our show. So Tierra Dreams, Aliona.
Thanks.
Pageant Cast.